Joe. All right, everybody shut up. It's time for the game.
That blows my mind. What'd he say?
He gave my address out on Facebook.
Did he dox you? I don't know. Jesus is coming?
If you say another word, you're out of here. And I was like, yeah, well, you're terrible, so...
You think you could kill that cat barehanded if it came at you?
No.
Oh, I think yes.
And this is Pod Bless.
Yo.
Hey.
Randy, it's an amazing game. You need to check it out. For real, for real, for real. Yo, what's up, guys?
Sorry, I'm just posting something to a thing.
I was doing it. I was waiting for Josh to say something.
We were having such good conversation before, and we're ready today, like that's early.
That's what I said. Our podcast would be so much better if we were not so live.
Everyone, what?
Like if we didn't put it out there.
Oh, what? If we didn't put it out live, if we just sat here and did this for us?
Yeah.
The studio
didn't,
studio
didn't
audience?
Record it at all.
Yeah, if we had like aliases and studio you didn't audience. Know what.
I think every man needs that, though. Every man needs a place where they could sit down and just laugh and talk. It doesn't have to always be recorded. I mean, for us, it's
kind of the thing.
Yeah, it's our thing.
It is kind of.
After 3 years, you're like, oh, you know
what? This is 165, episode 165. Yeah.
There should be so many more episodes for 3.5 years.
Not really. If you're doing it once a week, that's right.
I don't know how
many. There's 52 weeks in a year.
52 weeks. Yeah. So 104. And then
there should still be more somewhere.
No, we're about right on.
We got a bunch of hidden episodes.
I thought we had like two.
Probably.
Do you guys remember the one we did with our shirts off?
I don't have a memory of that, but maybe it happened.
There's a reason.
We're like, hey,
welcome.
How does this chloroform taste? Yeah.
Welcome to Pod Bless Podcast, where we like to sit down, us three dads and this other guy on the mic. We sit down and we talk about fun things that are dealing with Christian walk and or other funny things that'll just bring some laughter to your life.
Boom.
I'm Josh Williams.
I'm Joey Butch.
I'm Brett Dickman.
We don't ever
do Noah Stahlkamp.
We don't ever do a good intro for people who haven't seen the show.
You're right, we don't.
Yeah. I mean we do the thing that we play, but they don't know who is.
That's Josh.
Yeah.
And that's Brett.
And you're Joey.
I'm Joey, and that's Noah over there on the ones and twos.
Yeah. And we sit around and you're a pastor.
I am a pastor.
You're a volunteer pastor in a way.
He's
not a pastor. You're a volunteer everything.
If you're married to someone that is in full time ministry, you're in it with them.
Especially
I'm only
if
here
because
I have to be.
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Yeah.
And I used to do all that stuff and I don't anymore. And I
why
never,
not?
I just well, I don't want to say never. I'm fine not doing it anymore.
But you're good at it. You have a gifting.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Oh, that's Jason Burris.
Who, what?
Hey. Hello, I'm Jason Burris. It's, you know how nice it is to have a TV I can read?
Randy
it's
Randall,
great, isn't it?
Like, I missed it, for real. We talked about getting rid of it.
Yeah.
We put the monitor away. It was rough for a while.
Well, yeah. Chris is like, why are we so formal right now, these introductions?
Yeah, just, you know, you never know who might tune in.
Crystal ball, as they would say in Mexico.
Crystal ball.
Crystal.
Randy Randleman.
So yeah, we try to have fun. We laugh.
He said, I am Randy Randleman.
Yeah. All kinds of different segments.
Yeah, have a lot of fun.
Some reoccurring, some new.
And we try to keep it clean so it's wholesome for everyone.
And we can all take a bobcat with our bare hands.
With his bare hands. But it is also live, so you can join in and be a guest on the show just by tuning in and commenting on Facebook and YouTube and Twitch.
We do have a back and forth.
Yeah, it's a good fun back and forth. But it also goes out audio, you know. But so thanks for joining in.
Yeah.
However you join in, if you're doing it on the live, if you're doing it on audio later just to listen, we appreciate it.
I'm sweating.
Sweating? Are you already nervous about tonight?
Yeah.
About feeling your topic?
It? About it all.
Oh, man. That's good. We like that. I mean, I don't want you being nervous, but at the same time, it's like it means
healthy
you care.
Respect.
No, know? I hate this time of year where it's not warm enough to turn the air conditioning on.
Yeah.
But it's not cold enough to, or it's cold enough to leave the heat on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just deal with whatever the temperature
is. It's open
windows.
Yeah. Make sure you have good screens in.
And fans.
Just turn the blower on the AC without AC or heat on. Just turn the blower on in the furnace.
We use the ceiling fans.
You know what? Who had the best thing ever? Tyler Botdorf. He had the big vent in his ceiling that sucked air up into the attic and pushed it out of the attic vents.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just pull the chain and every bit of the air in the house
like, oh, I can't breathe, sucked up.
So if you open a window, it was just pulling whatever air is outside in. That was the best.
And then allergies are another.
That's a problem.
My eyes, as soon as I got back to Kentucky today, my eyes started itching like crazy.
Where'd you go?
Went to Columbus. Oh, yeah. Could bring that up on the show, right?
Oh, I went on a trip, too.
Kinda.
I went to Alabama.
For a day.
Why would you do that?
I went for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
A little fishing trip.
Did you go? I heard something went down, and I didn't know if you got to finish.
Dude, do you want to hear the story? It's crazy. So, my friend David has a boat. You know David.
I know David, but some
of you might not, but he has a really nice boat with a huge motor on it, bass boat. It's like a 250, which is, it'll go like 75, 80 miles an hour on the water, which is nuts. Randy.
Not the congressman from Oklahoma.
Oh my goodness. is that actually his name? What a name. If your last name's Randleman, you can't name your kid Randy.
That's apparently a guy from Oklahoma.
Yeah. So we're fishing the first morning, and it's not going super great, but some days you have like that. And so it's like almost lunchtime. We're like, let's run back to the hotel. The hotel on the lake has a dock.
Oh, so that's awesome.
It was really, so you just dock, plug the boat in, tie it up, and then you just walk right to the room. It's sick. Well, it's just like a quality inn.
Plug the boat in?
All the electronics have to be charged. Your trolling motor, which turned out to save us because we're on the way back from fishing all that morning. We're barreling down we're going like 65 just down the biggest part of this stretch of water. And all of a sudden the whole boat just goes.
Well, dude, we
lurch forward and I looked at David and I was like, did you do that? And he turned around and he's like, I think I just blew the motor on my boat. I'm like, no, that did not happen.
That's awesome.
Because the motors are like, the motor on this boat is probably $25,000 to $30,000. Like, it's not a small, cheap thing. It's a V8, just outboard. And so we're in the middle of Lake Gunnersville, which is a big lake, and all we have is this trolling motor, which it runs off electric, and it'll take you like 5 miles an hour if there's no wind. But it was windy, so we're moving at like 3 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And we're limp over to this marina. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, he's trying to help us out, but he couldn't figure it out. And he goes, we're asking him if he could tow us back to the dock.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me check. But he was the only employee there. It's like against policy for him to leave, blah, blah, blah. So we know it's going to take like an hour and a half, 2 hours to troll back to the dock. So we just start heading that way, hoping the motor doesn't die, the trolling motor, because then we're out. These two dudes roll up. They thought we were somebody else on another bass boat. And they're like, hey, oh, you're not the guys we thought you were. And we're like, yeah. And they say, how'd your day? And we said, you know, pretty bad. Pretty bad so far. And the guy's looking at us, and I can tell he's like fighting internally with some thoughts.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I wouldn't want you to leave me. So let's give you a tow. And so they towed us back to the hotel.
Yeah.
They were
some
pretty
chill. Some boat people can be good people.
I said, I hate to ask you. And he goes, you didn't ask. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I'm like, well, technically he's right. So we survived. And then we pouted for half a day because we thought the trip was over. And then we both talked to our wives, and they told us to stop pouting and go fish. And so we used
to fish off the bank.
Basically, we used the trolling motor just to stay close to the hotel.
Yeah.
And we actually caught a bunch of, like, we did pretty good.
Yeah.
Just close.
I turned the volume down. Why is it doing that
to
me?
So, moral of the story is
to your wife.
David's out 20, 30 grand.
No, he has a warranty.
Oh,
yeah,
even better.
So it turned out
to
be
like a new boat.
So it turned out to be, well, it's new to him, but he bought the extended warranty. But there's the top of the boat, which like has the motor, and then there's the lower unit that has like all the power transitioning and the prop. The lower unit is what blew out.
Okay.
So the motor itself is fine. So it'll only be like 12 grand instead of.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. But for him, it should be free because he has the warranty.
Yeah.
But he probably won't have his boat for a significant amount of time. But it almost ruined our trip, and then our wives convinced us to have a good trip anyways, and we did. So,
well, that's good.
Listen to your wives if you have one.
Yeah, Noah. So my thing. So I went to Columbus for spring break.
Yes.
Exactly. I went to Columbus for spring break with the kids. Me and the wife, we went and got a hotel and hung out in Columbus and went to Cosi.
I love Cosi.
Did you do the bike on the rope?
I did
not. Did you lift the car?
You sissy.
I did lift the car.
Yes.
By myself. I'm very short, and it was hard to do.
No.
It was very hard to do. and it was raining, and I was like, hey, babe, video me doing this. She's like, okay. She comes over. She goes, wait, what? You wanted me to video you? And I'm over here like dying, like, oh, this is so much this is hard by myself. And eventually I was like, never mind. Forget it. I hate you. Loveless marriage. No. No. So, yeah, we went to COSI, which is Columbus Science Museum for kids. If you've never been, it's pretty awesome. I never had heard of it.
It's You've awesome. Never been?
I never had been.
We went to school. Yeah, I've been a couple times. It's amazing.
Kale went with the Girl Scouts when she was younger.
Imagine like interactive science museum where they like they make it.
Dude, it puts Cincinnati so cool. Kids Museum to shame.
It's different. Gosh. It's different.
Yeah, it's a giant warehouse, three stories, huge. Yeah. And
I love
corner.
Going to Union Terminal just to see it. So
they're
like,
having
I've always
Pompeii
been worried
there.
About that.
I saw.
Ooh.
Oh
yeah, Pompeii.
They just found a new painting from over there. It's like perfectly preserved.
Ooh,
yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
But we did that. We did Legoland. Where
yes.
I got
Gandalf. Got a Gandalf there.
Yeah, a little Gandalf Lego guy.
Wow, that's really good definition.
Yeah.
Who's
We're in HD. So, yeah, I got that. This is mine, personally.
Did
the
you
kids.
Wait, for real? Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Is that how you guys feel
hey,
when
dude,
I say I haven't seen
it's
one?
It's on my list.
It's a trilogy.
We'll have to fight.
But, yeah, they gave me this one. My kids all got a separate Lego minifig, as Ben was calling them.
That's what it
constantly.
Is.
Constantly. So he just, but yeah, we rode rides in there and we built Legos. Yeah, it's a good one. Nice. I didn't expect to get it. I was going to trade one of the kids' Legos.
Got a cloak.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. So yeah, we did that. And we went to IKEA. Ah. The kids enjoyed IKEA for a little while. And
my kids love IKEA.
Watched the solar eclipse while we were up there.
Did you have a meatball?
No, did not have a meatball. The kids started throwing a huge fit saying, we don't like any of this food. So
the food's so good.
So you left them.
I know. That's why we were so happy. so, yeah, we had a good time in Columbus. Just got back today and still come to do the podcast.
My man.
Yeah.
So that's why I missed last week. I was driving to Alabama.
Priorities. That's all it's about.
Man. 6 hours.
When's the last time you guys were all together? Like, when's the last
time? It's been a few weeks.
I missed the week before, and Joey missed the 2 weeks before.
For reference. Did I miss one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking I did.
We did a huge project at the church remodel. That's why I missed a lot of time in there, which is done now, which is wonderful. But
well, you did the Pod Bless segment.
I did. I came in for a guest segment, celebrity shot.
But Brett still wasn't there in that one.
Brett was not there for that one.
Chris Jackson says Nashville has a pretty cool science museum.
Yeah. Also, they have a chair throwing competition.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about that?
No. Morgan Wallen. Yeah. Yeah.
The trend now is people are turning his songs and redoing the lyrics into
chair throwing.
Yeah, like last night I threw a chair across the room.
What's the dirty guy?
Garth Brooks?
No, that's the murdery guy.
Joe Dirt.
No. I'm having trouble thinking of his name. He's the country singer, though, that wears black all the time. Every song is horribly dirty.
Johnny Cash?
No. Wheeler Walker?
Wheeler Walker Jr.
I have no clue who that is.
Play him now.
Yeah, bring that up.
Joe, you've heard him on a Friday night.
I have? Okay.
Not Jelly Roll, but yeah, it's Wheeler Walker Jr. Every song is completely filthy and dirty, just so you know. I mean, they're so dirty. He did a video the other day, though, and he was like, listen here, Morgan Wallen. And then the camera zooms out, and there's a chair as he moves just stuck to his head, like somebody's out of frame holding it. But every time he moves, he's like, I'm going to sue you for everything you got, brother. It's like, I was just walking through Nashville, and all of a sudden, I've got a chair stuck in my head.
Did you hear the exact story on that?
Almost hit two cops.
Yeah, like he dropped the chair right, literally, they said it landed 3 feet away from their feet.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, well, you're going to jail.
It didn't hit anybody, relax.
Which one of your bodyguards would not fall on that bomb and be like,
he needs an interpreter.
It was me.
interpreter like Shohei.
They tried to leave, and then they stopped him, and then they looked at the camera footage.
Footage.
Like any of his good posse should have just been like, it was me,
you know,
I'm very sorry, you can arrest me.
They all have mullets.
Unpopular.
He doesn't
opinion.
Have one now.
Oh,
he got rid of his mom.
So that's how they identify
him. Like, that guy.
My whole thing is Nashville bars are all owned by other country singers, and that was Eric Church's bar.
Yeah.
So it's like he had a good song with him on his last album. It's just like, hey man, sorry,
Randy.
Randy said, "Diddy
for the dirty guys."
Oh yeah, for the guy talking dirty in all the songs. Diddy.
No, for the dirty crimes that he allegedly committed and is probably going to go to jail for.
You're always so apt to say alleged.
Well, I mean, legally, I think we have to.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to come after our podcast.
He's pretty litigious. Didn't he kill
Tupac
allegedly?
Probably. Tupac's not dead, though.
So I can handle a mullet. I can't. The new fad of the high fade mullet is freaking me out. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Where
they're getting.
It's not just the mullet. It's the fade and then the top and then the mullet.
Well, they're fading away right now. A lot of mullets are going away. It's still like I saw a couple in Columbus that I was like impressed with. Like I wanted to go up and be like, kudos to you, sir. Yeah. I know I'm bald, but.
You have more confidence than I ever would in my entire life.
No, I had a mullet before I went full bald.
I don't remember you having a mullet.
Yeah, when you probably weren't on the district at the time.
Could you grow the like sides out?
Well, it was before I was
like
bald.
That'd be a cool look.
So I grew my hair out all over, and it was just kind of shaggy all over. And then before a blast event, I like shaved everything but the back of my head. And so I'm wearing a hat, and everybody's like, oh, there's Josh. And I just had hair sticking in. And then, I took my hat off, and everybody goes, oh, my gosh. Like, I let it fade in for a long time before I actually did it. Call the first witness, Cat Williams, for Diddy. Nice.
That was a fun intro.
Yeah. So, that was Columbus, and we had Diddy, and we had the Diddler.
R.I.P. O.J. Did we talk about that?
We did not talk
about O.J. Simpson died today.
We talked
76
about it
from
before
cancer.
Before the show, yeah. Yeah.
Did anybody know he had cancer?
I did not.
On that long, wide
it's the best
Bronco.
Of them.
It's truth.
Victory.
I'm not sure he was one of the best of them, but it does get the best of them.
So,
I was actually
the insinuation.
I was on the phone with someone as we were on the way in, Nick, and I talk about all the time.
Cannon?
Fan of the show. Sumpeter. Sumpeter. So we were talking about OJ dying.
He was one of his kids.
And Nick said, I wonder if he was like, he had cancer. He's like, I wonder if he was on his deathbed and he just looked over and was like, I did it. And just like pulled the plug.
He definitely did that.
Just like, hey, everybody, thanks for coming. Hey, Twitter world.
could you imagine?
I did it.
Well,
he didn't die.
He actually, legally, he could just come out and say that.
Yeah.
Like he was in no.
He's acquitted.
Yeah. You can't be tried for the same crime twice.
If you've been,
double jeopardy.
It's weird.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
He didn't get charged the first time, he got acquitted.
Yeah.
But then they sued him civilly and he lost.
Well, a lot of people lose civil courts that are civil cases that didn't lose in.
Ooh.
Thank you, Clay. It's good
Clay's
to see
back.
Clay back in the comments.
Clay.
Holy cow.
Been a bit.
Maybe the apocalypse did happen.
Thought I scared him.
We thought it didn't.
That's not
the
really
eclipse.
Clay, that's Diddy.
He's tricking us.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the compliment. My stash is very boisterous tonight.
Sorry
for the red.
Comparing you to Diddy, Clay.
Yeah, that's bad.
It happens.
It's the new
Does
Batman
it though?
Villain. The Diddler. Oh, that's bad.
That's bad.
Have you guys
that's
seen the
bad.
New Joker
trailer?
Trailer.
I have not. Who's the Joker?
Lady Gaga.
Phoenix.
Is,
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, it's like in that universe.
It's the second one of Joaquin Phoenix. But
okay.
Lady Gaga is
Harley Quinn.
And
it's gonna
how
be
they
awesome.
Is she gonna
to
sing?
Yeah, it's gonna be a musical. And that's the honest thing. I'm not making that up.
No, it's
no,
not.
You
it's,
made
it's
that.
It's
going
to have a lot of musical bits in it.
Hold on.
The first one did, I think.
Yeah, it had music to it.
It's going to be
very artsy.
No. There's a difference between this movie has music.
Well, it's not John Adams or what is that? The Broadway show? Or Alexander
it's
Hamilton.
Not, it's not
yeah.
Hamlet.
Who did I say? but yeah, Lady Gaga.
It's not a musical, says the director, Todd Phillips.
But there is a lot of music in it.
But music is an essential element.
It's very heavy on the music. But yeah, Lady Gaga is Harley Quinn, which I think it's a great idea.
That's probably a good casting.
A lot of people loved her in that one American Horror.
American Horror Story, yeah.
I
liked her in that, too.
I thought you were talking about the one where she was in with Bradley Cooper.
Hold on.
She sang. What?
He said, hold on, because you said hold on and then started typing.
Oh.
Just laughing at you.
Was the typing very audible?
Oh, probably not, but
my apologies.
Just poking fun of you. But yeah, so.
Mom was very audible.
Oh, too far.
No, not.
Christian show.
I just mean she talks a lot.
Yeah, she's very mouthy.
Oh my goodness. Do you have a segment, Josh?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we caught him off guard.
Ready to get your ear holes blessed? Take it away, Josh.
Yeah.
That's like the first time he's missed a cue.
He,
I got to give him credit
for that.
You were
here the past couple of weeks.
Oh, there's a bug I was trying to swat over you.
Killing bugs.
I didn't read that comment, but So we did a segment last week that was pretty fun where we used a game from some other people's stuff. Is it funny enough to mention?
He says, I went to Google to prove Josh wrong. Not what's happening. I could have been proving him right. We're just trying to find the facts, Randy. Randy Randleman.
Oh, you were going to prove me wrong. That's what he was laughing about.
Stay in your lane, Senator.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Hey, you do the politics. Randleman. We'll do the podcasting, okay?
So anyway, we played a game last week that was a lot of fun, and it's just Joey didn't get to do it with us.
I'm excited.
So
thanks.
Now that we got the full crew in, we're going to do it again.
Bang, bang.
And this is called Answer the Internet from Barstool Sports, which it just took a bunch of games that other people do in card games.
Basically.
And made it their own little thing. But if you go to Barstool Sports, they show videos of famous people reading off these things where it's questions that were asked to the internet, and they kind of poll it to see what the most popular answer was.
And then we put our filter on it.
And then we went through and had to take out, for every
five cards
we found, we had to discard 15.
Show them the box, and this is the only ones we could pick out.
Yeah, like, the box is this big, and we have decks, or wherever that is.
I have seven.
There's
it. I counted seven.
Yeah, a very small amount. But yeah, Answer the Internet by Barstool Sports.
How many do you have?
That's what it looks like. You can get it off... Actually, I got it off Walmart.
Eight. How many did you get, Josh?
I probably got more than that.
I was gonna say something, but I'll
please don't
myself.
Some of those cards were so bad.
Seven and little. And
you don't have to explain. It's cool. What, so
what's in the
little
box?
Stacks.
What's in the box?
Yeah.
What's in the box? So this game is we'll read off these cards that were polled on the internet, and it's a lot of would you rather or things towards that they've talked to the internet about. So we're going to do the most clean ones we can find.
My contacts pop it out.
So that we can have a good fun time. So if you're out there and you have an opinion on each card that we read, please leave your opinion in the comments on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook, and we will see where it goes from there.
We will begin.
Are you ready?
You going first?
Do you mind?
It's my segment, but go ahead.
I see the floor.
just go ahead.
Would you rather be twice your height or half your weight?
Half my weight. Yeah.
I'm happy with my height. I mean, I'd like to be taller, but I'd rather be half my weight.
But if you're twice your height, you're probably going to be
get skinnier.
Too tall.
I don't know.
If you're the same, you'd have to get heavier.
I think it's my willpower that would be the failing factor. I would just get fatter.
Twice your height. Like, what are you, 6'2"?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm 12'4".
Wait, that twice would, my height?
Twice your height. It would be inconvenient.
I'd be like 6 foot. No.
You would be...
I would be dunking on fools.
It'd be harder. Like, you'd be
you'd have so many knee problems and hip problems. Jason, you're tall, aren't you, Burris? You said height as well? I don't know, man.
If I go half my weight, can I still be alive?
But you guys are skinny, too.
That's the problem here is, like, Kim... If we half our weights,
losers.
if I'm twice my height, is it like twice everything else?
Your feet, like you're gonna have small feet.
I couldn't
and get
find
tall.
Gloves for snowboarding.
That's a good point. You would never have clothes for yourself. Imagine how long would a pair of pants be for someone that was 12 feet tall?
Long.
12 feet. There'd be like 12 feet. But
no,
it's
you're not all leg.
Their pants are up to their
six
neck.
Feet.
Steve Urkel? You just pull them up to your chest?
You got one, Brett?
No, it's your segment. I'll let you know.
Make it weird, Matt said. Okay, this is one. I've got to make sure I don't read this part of it, but it's a good one. Would you rather fart only once a year, but it's the worst smell in the world, and you smell it for 2 weeks, or fart like you do now, and it doesn't smell, but colored gas comes out of your butt? Like, there's a puff of smoke, so people know it's happening. So you could fart normal all your life, fart once a year, and it's like the grossest thing you've ever been around.
Do other people smell the first one, or is it only you?
Well, it depends on where you're at.
Do I know when it's coming?
No, but it's once a year.
Can you read it again?
I'm going gas.
I'm going colored gas.
Would you rather fart only once a year, but it's the worst smell in the world, then it smells for 2 weeks, or fart like you normally do, but there's going to be a gas cloud that people can see, like colored gas cloud?
I'm going to go fart for 2 weeks.
Yeah, the one fart that smells for 2 weeks. Yeah, I think I would do that too.
Sorry, Matt Barber said twice his height, and that's just the thought of that's terrifying. He's already so scary as a human being. I mean that politely. Like,
I think he's like 6'3", though.
Yeah,
I
mean, he would be a giant.
Yeah,
would you rather have a dog die every time you laugh, or there'd be a genocide every time you fall in love.
Oh, dog die.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't want a genocide. That's huge. That's horrible.
Wait, are you?
He's thinking over here.
You would never fall in love.
Come on, Adolf.
Kill five dogs.
I would kill five dogs.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Coming from the same guy that named his kid Adolf.
Little
Otto,
Adolf.
Yeah.
Have you seen Little Adolf?
Yeah.
He's
a dictator, Todd.
Yes, yes. Yeah, have you seen that? It's good. Little Adolf,
so
the song?
You could never be married.
Yeah.
Randy said he would start distance running.
We laugh a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
We would run the risk of, like, eliminating dogs from
genocide,
the
Joey.
Once, though.
As long as you don't fall in love again.
I'm kidding. It's dogs. It's dogs.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, sure it is.
I'm kidding.
We believe you.
No, it's dogs. You can never
value Chris Jackson said he would take the colored gas for farts.
I agree with Chris.
I don't know, but growing up, like, how many genocides would you cause?
Yeah, because you fell in love and then you fell out of love.
Like high school,
got your heart broken.
Your wife's watching to answer this correctly.
I have a cheesy church answer for that, which you probably won't like.
No, that's what you're expected to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would say that I did not understand what real love was until I was Christ-centered.
Oh.
And then that helped me understand what I wanted in life.
That was a
really loud airplane.
We need a new studio, bro.
So as many times as I thought I was in love, I'm not sure I was fully understanding what that really meant.
Yeah.
Until I was connected
to get it. You're
the
lame.
Source
all right.
of all love.
Umpire's still one. Calling you out on that.
All right. Who's got another one?
Would you rather cure cancer, prove aliens are real, or prove ghosts are real?
Cancer.
Cure cancer, prove ghosts are real, or prove aliens are real?
Yeah.
Cancer.
Dude, aliens. What if you prove aliens are real and they give us the technology to heal our cancers?
Yeah, but what if you prove they're real and then they come here and kill us?
Yeah. You solved cancer. One thing either way.
Suddenly not right, my nope. problem.
Suddenly not,
Yeah.
Cancer. It wrecks people. And whole families. I hate it.
I kind of want to prove ghosts real.
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Aliens. Oh, I thought
so
you'd
go aliens. That was my second place.
Aliens would be cool, but I mean, nobody's picking ghosts. So
if you prove ghosts real and can communicate with them, then you could prove, like, definitively afterlife and, like, all that kind of stuff, which could open up a lot of possibilities. But I'm going cancer on that one.
Yeah. Cancer is cured, Randy said.
Chase, I'm calling PETA. Let's see.
Would you rather go into a coma and not wake up until you're 75 or die tomorrow? Those are the two choices.
Ooh, you miss everything either way. Die tomorrow.
Would you rather go into a coma and not wake up until you're 75? So you have everything after 75.
I can explain. You want me to explain?
Or die tomorrow.
You don't think you're going to make it to 75?
No. Because if you are in a coma till you're 75, think about what you're putting your wife through, your kids through.
Yeah,
because
they have to take care of you.
They have to come up and visit you at the hospital. They're not going to be able to live their life for, in my case, would be 45 years.
But then she'll never get remarried.
Yeah, I don't care.
That was a joke.
She doesn't want to kill puppies. Or what is it? Genocide.
Love. So die tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. Dying tomorrow is the right answer. Plus...
The selfish answer.
What? No, not even...
Well,
like,
you get more chance at
what
life.
Is your body going to be like from 40 stuff. Years of coma?
Hey, they can rebuild them.
As Christians, we should all be saying that tomorrow.
Yeah, then you get to just go to heaven.
$1 billion man.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I got an old school one.
Did we vet Noah's before he picked them?
No, we did not.
Okay.
We're just taking a shot.
I have to alter this one a little bit.
You'd be confused for the rest of your life.
Yeah, for real.
This one's marry, date, kill.
Okay. We didn't vet Noah's.
A Jehovah's Witness, a clown, and a street performer dressed like the Statue of Liberty. Marry,
okay.
date.
You got to kill the clown.
No. No.
Clowns are creepy.
They would be fun to have around. You marry them.
No. Yeah. No.
You're
going to
marry
date the Jehovah's Witness and you marry the street performer just like
a
statue.
It was kiss. You got to kiss one, my bad.
Oh.
I had to alter the card.
Yeah. Bear with me. Because it was
You kiss the Jehovah's Witness just to freak them out.
I don't think that would freak them out.
I don't know, man.
Or it turns them from Jehovah's
Witness. I mean, if they're knocking on your door and you kiss them, yes, that would freak
them
out.
That's what I was, yes,
that's
what
your mind was going.
We're assuming they're also female.
That clown's dead. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Noah. Yeah, clown's gone. Ejecto-cito.
What was my options? Clown, Jehovah's Witness, and Statue of Liberty
a
lady?
Street performer dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. I'm probably the street performer dressed like the Statue of Liberty's sexy.
We just clip found that. One of Brett's keys. Like, yeah, write the time down on that one. Brett's over out in New York, just like, yes. I just love
Cooper's
beer.
Like, Mom, why do you have all this green makeup? Don't go
on,
in there.
Gets on Ellis Island, starts screaming, like, yes. Yeah. Start throwing dollar bills.
Oh, hey, we should go to New York this year.
Yeah. Brett's on top of the statue throwing dollar bills.
You can't go up the statue anymore. They closed it.
Oh, since the earthquake?
Damage.
Oh, the head damage? Because I saw the video from up there, and it was, like, shaking. Yep. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's from the fridge.
All right, you ready? Two buttons. You can only press one. The first one instantly gives you $1 million.
Okay.
The second one has a 50-50 chance of giving you $1 billion, or you die.
Give me the cash. That's an easy one.
You take the mill?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you take
so
that chance?
Easy.
Because if you... get the money, you get $1 billion.
If you don't, you die.
You got $1 million.
I would take the million.
Yeah. We could totally quit
guarantee
everything.
A million?
We could quit everything we're doing.
At the time, but yeah.
If you invested it correctly,
yeah,
you would be fine.
Dallas down.
This one speaks to you guys.
All right.
Would you rather be hairless or never be able to cut your hair again?
Hairless.
Hairless. Oh, yeah. My life would be much simpler if I was hairless. I'd save a lot of time.
Could you imagine not being able to shave? Like, just hair growing, but, like, you can never... Like. Yeah.
It would be terrible.
Joey, you would look like E.T.'s brother.
So, my beard grows all the way up to right here.
Yeah.
So, like, I would be full beard from my cheekbones down.
Chris Jackson says hairless.
Yeah. And I love my beard. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would miss it. I look weird without the beard.
The chafing I get from shaving...
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Hairless.
I'm so hairy all over.
I'd be cold probably though.
And I'm so fat now that every time, like, I've got all these rolls on my body now, so, like, hair just rubs the wrong way.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's bad. Don't get fat. It's not for the faint of heart.
I'll try.
Yeah, hairless.
You got
sure.
one though?
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh, I like this one.
Or one horse-sized duck.
Whoa, that's terrifying.
Wait a minute, duck-sized horses, how many?
100.
100?
Yes, that's the answer, guys.
Well, you have to get into that one. I've got to pull a Joey here. Do you have weapons? Are you able to, like, do anything?
No, this is bare hand.
Because that's 100 of anything.
Doesn't matter.
I like, whenever this question gets asked, I like to imagine, like, unless it says other.
It's a Shetland pony.
It's UFC arena.
Oh, okay. Like, you're in a
cage. No, I'm seeing open field, like a football field.
You just walked up to the pond and there's a horse-sized duck.
Yeah, I'm trying to fish, and all of a sudden there's 100 duck-sized horses coming at me, which is my answer, by the way.
Yeah.
Because horses have no natural offensive weapons. The only reason a horse kick hurts or they trample is because they're big.
Yeah.
You shrink that thing, you could just punt.
Yeah.
You're just kicking away, punching away.
We're not saying goose, we're saying duck, so it's much smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100.
Yes.
Duck-sized. I don't know, horses can kick, too. They hurt.
You know.
But a horse-sized goose will end your life.
Yeah.
Just one or duck, I'm sorry. One horse-sized goose might duck. End my life.
Yeah, no. Cobra chickens, bro.
Yeah, there's no way I would get up close to a horse-sized duck. That's
not
insane.
Not without a large caliber weapon.
That's insane.
Would you go to a football game at a 70,000-seat stadium if you knew that 500 seats would get ejected into a black hole? But everyone who didn't get ejected
slow
would
down,
get five.
Slow down. Start over because that sounds too good.
Okay. You get invited to a football game.
Okay.
There's going to be 70,000 people there. But you know, it says right on the ticket, randomly 500 seats are going to get ejected into a black hole. They're going to die. Whoever doesn't get ejected is going to get a $5 million check.
Oh, wow.
So 69,500 people are going to get $5 million.
I like the odds.
But 500 of you are getting launched into oblivion.
Yeah. And you might be one of them.
Yeah. You could be one of them.
I'm going for it.
You going for
I'm
it?
I'm going for it.
I think it's a solid bet.
Deal or no deal.
Can you imagine how funny it'd be if you're just sitting in your seat and the guy next to you gets launched?
Like, see ya, sucker.
Sucks to suck.
Whoa. Yeah. That's crazy.
Sexton 128. See ya.
But then, like, 2 seconds later, and somebody else goes up. Oh, no, these are on timers.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. If they're not all at the same time, it's just, like, over the course of the game.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
Over the 3.5-hour game, like, every 2 minutes, one gets launched.
Your seat, you get up and go to the bathroom, but your seat's just gone. Like, woo, lucked out on that one.
I'm just going to sneak out of here. I don't need my check.
That's, we've got, Yeah, we've been on this for a while, so we can jump in. Oh, you guys have segments.
I'm having so much fun with these.
I know. Listen,
can I trade my segment for more of these?
We can, but let's jump into Brett's. Brett's got a good segment.
Okay, well, then we'll come back to
yeah,
these.
Yeah, maybe come back to him.
Okay. Story time with Brett.
Pivot. There you go.
Yeehaw, Pappy.
Is these the ones you did already?
Yes. All right.
What you got for us, Brett?
Matt's not going to the game.
I don't think I would go.
You would not risk it.
I don't think so.
I would risk it.
I would just let you risk it, then you could just spot me like 200 thou when you get back.
No, if you was out, you get zero.
I'd give you the money.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. But you know I would.
Don't believe him.
Not now.
You bought the Powerball, right?
Slides tickets back into my pocket. Well, not now.
How many of you have watched a movie?
Oh, hey.
Not Joey.
I've seen movies.
Movie. You've seen movie.
Hey, have you guys seen...
I've seen movie.
have you seen the new Dune movie?
No, I don't
have.
Want to.
It was amazing.
Everybody says that. I just don't find it that...
Dude, I'm not even a Dune fan. I didn't see the first one.
That's what I'm saying.
Movie was just... objectively, wonderful.
I watched the first one and I was
why?
Like, eh.
The music, the scenery, the everything about it was
the amazing. Actors.
The cast was pretty good, yeah.
Cinematography.
The cast was solid.
Anyway.
I want to find out what movies you guys think, or most people think, we should say, what movies most people think are just excellent, great, solid movies,
okay.
But you're just like, nah.
Dune. You answered
you
that for me.
See
I was
it.
Like, you know what?
You have to have seen it.
I've
to
seen
say
the first one, and it really
the first one I heard was was not good, was slow
I've heard
and boring.
It was amazing.
Second one was amazing. Yeah. I haven't seen the first one.
But what's a movie that other people say
okay,
is awesome?
I can kick this off, and I'm going to make a lot of people mad with this.
No, probably not.
Okay. The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
It's
the live action one?
No.
Are you trying to say something here?
I haven't seen the live action one. The animated
for
one.
For a reason.
I think they changed the story in the live action one to make it better because if you actually pay attention to like the moral that the Little Mermaid teaches, like the original animated one,
okay.
It is terrible. Like just so
it's all Disney movies.
It's so bad though. It's like it's just the rebellion
oh my
and
gosh, Chris Jackson, I
50 first dates.
No, I remember the Titans is the one that ticked me off.
51st
Strong Side. Yeah, 51st Dates is not that good. Remember the Titans?
Chris Jackson says
I can't even
Titans.
Think about that right now. I need to finish my thought line there. But yeah, everyone loves
Little Mermaid.
Ariel and Little Mermaid, yeah. And I think it's a terrible film.
Zoe would disagree with you.
I bet she would.
I
would my girls.
I like Little Mermaid. And it's all those Disney movies, though, because they all have like a weird twist of like...
Like, this isn't
oh,
really
wait, this
right.
is kind of dark. Like, yeah. We watched The Lion King the other day. I think yeah. I talked about it last week. And Cece's like, did he die? And I was like, yep, he
yeah.
sure did.
Yep.
Get ready.
That's how I learned about death.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough ride, kids.
I was like, look, they're going to try to kill Simba now. And they all chased him.
And then he's going to kill his uncle.
Yeah. It was her first time.
That movie.
Spoiler alert.
Hits harder when you're a parent, though.
It does.
Oh, Lion King?
Yeah. I cry at that movie. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad you brought
all
it.
All I think about is my kids like eating bugs, like becoming a vegan or something. Because like he was a lion that became a buggin. I don't know what you'd call that, but
remember, Randy. No, I will say this about Passion of the Christ. It is. It's. I saw it once. And it's hard to watch multiple, like over, like I don't go seek it out because
it's not The Office.
No, it's like it hurts to watch, and it's like oh, just to see that it's painful.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
The first
somebody said it.
Have you seen
Lord
of
the Rings movie?
No.
Then you can't comment on them.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
The only reason the first one was rough is because it's a setup for the next two. But if you go watch it again, it's wonderful.
Jason Burris says Titanic, and I think I have to agree with him.
I'm with him on that.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Lots of people like that one, but I'm kind of like, you know what? It's kind of overrated.
Overrated.
It was a big deal back in the day, but now, like, Forrest Gump's good still.
Still good.
Oh,
except,
yeah. Forrest is good.
And when I rewatched Forrest Gump, I realized Jenny is the true villain.
Oh, 100%.
She is terrible.
Oh, my word.
Doesn't pay him a second of attention, and then when she's out of every option,
oh, hey.
Finally goes back to him. It's like,
I'm
oh, you
super
terrible
sick
human.
Now. I'm back.
Yeah. Like, she's just a terrible human, and he was such a gem. She's lucky to have him.
He was such a genius.
All the Lord of the Rings were wonderful. Sorry, Adam, you're wrong. And Brett, if you haven't seen them, you're disqualified.
There's a reason.
Yeah, we can't really go on your opinion about movies.
They're the greatest films ever made.
I strongly disagree.
They're wonderful. Yeah.
Strongly disagree.
I cry multiple times per film.
Is there any more movies that
you
can think
of? I've got one.
Go for it.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, you're the one that came up with this. What you got?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Ooh. Okay, a lot of people are going to be mad about this.
That's fine.
Why don't you like it?
It's boring. Like, who cares?
It is dated.
It's just boring.
I was going to say, not a lot of people, because you have to have a lot of people listen to the show before.
About five of them.
Randy, Fast and Furious.
All of them.
I agree. I'll agree with that.
No, Fast and Furious is amazing. All of them. No, Too Fast, Too Furious is the greatest of the franchise.
So, like, the first Fast and Furious, yes, pretty great. It was groundbreaking.
He's saying that one.
They have 12 of them.
Oh, you know, they've gone
13.
Too far. They've gone too far.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. They went from just street racers to, like, all of a sudden now they're like...
How did you get in outer space? I don't care. You know what? I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah, I stopped at 5, probably. That's where they lost me.
Yeah.
I stopped when Paul Walker died.
I was 5.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Him and OJ.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be mad at me, Brett.
Probably.
You know, every sentence he started off
I'm sorry, but Rudy... That's just ridiculously overrated.
You're ridiculous.
It's so
overrated.
Bad. The story is so fake. They shouldn't be allowed to say it's based on a true story. No, the jersey thing never happened. They chant his name to make fun of him. Like none of it happened.
Okay. I thought Randy was saying Good Will Hunting is not.
I thought Chris said Good Will Hunting was bad. And I'm like, that might be my
he said
top.
It was good.
Like, best. Well, that's one of the best movies ever made.
I thought he was going to say it was bad too. I was like, whoa.
But yeah,
Chris
Rudy
Jackson.
Is just, calm it's down. Corny
You're
in
corny.
All the bad ways.
He's just mad that there's nobody made a movie about a Tennessee player.
They actually do things in real life and to win, so they don't have to.
What? What have they done?
They've won a championship more recently than Notre Dame
no,
has.
No, they have not.
Yes, they have.
Oh, somebody said years old.
Bambi is overrated.
That was on my list. Bambi is 100% overrated.
Mom had it coming, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Being all deer-like and out in the woods.
They taste really good.
You would have shot her.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was good size, yeah.
See, I would rather shoot Bambi over the mom because they're so much more tender.
I mean...
I'm saying the same things you're saying. I just said it in a different way.
I usually kill mature
Hallmark movies.
Would you
tell my wife?
Don't tell my wife. Every Hallmark movie was bad.
Would you have shot both of them? Bambi and? Like, would you
have
shot
both of them?
My uncle shot a deer once.
You have to legally have the tags.
Yeah, you do have to have tags. He shot a doe. It was a big doe. And he was just, he'll, you know, it's always cool to get a buck. But if it's a doe, you can take it and food. He'll eat them. But he killed it in like 5 minutes. But in the time, like before he could get out of the stand and go to it.
He had a baby.
The babies came out from around it and were like investigating.
Aww.
And like.
He killed Bambi.
He made two babies.
Mom.
No, he let them. They can live. But
they can. Yeah. And when you leave the woods, they're just fine.
Hey, coyotes got to eat too, my dude.
The circle of life.
What else is there?
I know there's got to be more, and I know I've said it in movies and just been like, what is happening right now? But it's just not coming to mind.
I think Monty Pythons are a touch overrated.
It's a bold statement.
Yeah, I don't think there's...
I told you he's going to be...
I know. That one. I just think they're a little bit overrated.
Okay. Trying to keep myself calm
Christian
down.
Christian show. I would not eat a deer hit by a car. Blunt trauma like that can really mess the meat up.
Yeah.
It
can really go ahead and gut them for you, too. Blast it right out of there.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm trying to think of another one.
Fight Club is awesome. I don't care if people think it's overrated. I love that movie.
It's not overrated.
What about like Christmas, like a Miracle on 34th Street?
Okay, overrated. Now here we go. Overrated. Holiday movies, we can get into overrated.
It's because they get so much nostalgia put to them. Home Alone's not overrated.
Nobody
That's just
said
objectively
Princess
good.
Bride because Princess Bride is a good movie, Chris Jackson.
You is like that Chris one? Trying to say yeah. Princess Bride? He's testing the waters.
He just didn't want to say it. If it's overrated. I think it's good.
Greg says, "Take." I think Greg's talking about Monty Python. I'm not saying it's not funny, Greg. I'm just saying it's a touch overrated. I'm not. It is funny.
He's waited all show. Like, where's my phone? I gotta text this back.
Me and Greg at church on Sunday are gonna stand. When you stand up to preach, you're gonna just be like, "Overrated. Yeah. This sermon sucks. You suck. You're overrated."
Yeah. Oh, is that your Trump? Is that?
It was beautiful. Yeah.
You're a huge loser, and I can't do it good either.
I got one.
Uh-oh.
It's controversial.
Okay.
I didn't like the one Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah, that helps narrow it down.
Black Panther.
You didn't like it with you.
Oops.
Oh, I thought he was throwing something.
I was like, wow.
No!
At your old house.
No! We all fell asleep
to it. Like, it was just so slow.
Here's what bothered me about that movie. If you base your... Hold on, listen.
Pause at the wrong moment, man.
If you base your leadership structure on who's going to be the leader off of individual combat, that's fine. That's totally fine. You cannot be mad at the results of the combat. And the whole movie is about the guy they wanted to win didn't win in fair one-on-one combat. And they're mad that their guy didn't win.
Yeah.
If you don't like that, then change the way that you do the leadership in your country.
Yeah.
But if that's how you do it,
you're overthinking this.
Yeah, I feel like there's some deeper seated issue.
No, see,
here.
That's why I couldn't really talk about disliking it, because everybody automatically thinks it's like, oh, I don't know why. I know why you don't like it. I'm like, no,
I just thought it was slow. And it, like,
that's not what you were saying before.
That is what?
Earlier you said
Yeah. I just... You can't be mad about the results of the combat.
Oh, just because you good don't one, like Randy. It. Showgirls. It was horribly made. The movie Showgirls with the girl Jessie from Saved by the Bell from back in the day.
I haven't seen Saved by the Bell.
We were kids. What? Oh, never mind.
You've never seen what?
Saved by the Bell.
What are you talking? Get out.
Topanga.
Oh my god!
What?
Now that's Boy Meets World. That's Boy Meets World, and I have seen a lot of Boy Meets World.
Zach Morris.
You've never seen Saved by the Bell.
No, all before I was born.
Yeah, you're good.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Never.
I've never seen one episode of Saved by the Bell.
Showgirls was a movie they made where she was a.
What's it about?
A Vegas stripper. But it's Jesse from Saved by the Bell, the tall, smart one.
I haven't seen the show.
Oh, that's sorry. Man, you don't even know references, though?
I know who's the dude with the curly hair? Screech?
Randy said, wasn't expecting that.
Is it Screech?
Screech is
I've heard of him.
Dustin, yeah he's dead.
Really?
Well. Yeah.
Huh. Dustin Diamond?
Dustin Diamond.
I couldn't name...
Which is a good stripper name. Dustin Diamond!
That was his real name?
That's Diamond. His real name.
Oh.
But yeah, striptease was awful. It was such a bad... It was crazy when you were a kid and like looking for dirty movie and you're like, but
we need to get a hard line to the computer. So Chris said the video slipped. He thought we
told
said
you.
Princess Bride was bad.
I told you.
We need to get...
No, he thought that I said greatest movies. not that everybody hates.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we were so confused.
Showgirls was popular?
It was very popular.
Just because it was strippers?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like Porky's.
Yeah, it was like Porky's. Yeah,
you ever seen Porky's?
No. It was just very poorly put together. But she's like...
Animal House?
It was like...
I have not seen the whole film. I've seen... parts.
It was like a real crappy what was the one with where she was a prostitute and Pretty Woman. It's like that, just really poorly made, but with like boobs and stuff in it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good way to put it.
Is why it got overrated, probably.
It was pretty bad.
Not seen Saved by the Bell.
That is pretty crazy.
It's like
Will you please look up what year Saved by the Bell went off the air? Like, when was the last episode?
You have a thing.
Yeah, but it's Noah's job now.
Use it to prove me wrong.
Meanwhile,
it's Noah's job now.
So, yeah. But, yeah, overrated movies that people think are great, but you really just don't think
they are. It's going to be like 1998.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
I'm going to guess 96.
Right there. It was just up in the search.
The first episode was in 89.
Yeah. The last one was in 93.
Yeah, I was 3.
I wasn't even thought of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were really smart for your age. You should have been watching Saved by the Bell.
Thanks, buddy.
Plus reruns.
You read the Bible.
It came out before you were born.
Well done.
We got Anchorman.
Anchorman is overrated?
That's apparently what it says.
Is Chris Jackson saying Anchorman's overrated?
I'm going to be honest with you.
No.
I will watch Anchorman.
Yeah.
But it's just okay.
Yeah.
I agree, Chris.
60% of the time.
I mean, there's funny
parts. Good every time.
Yeah, you can quote every single part of it. The movie I want to challenge you guys to go watch this week is The Fanatic.
Is this a stripper movie you're trying to get me into?
No, it is not a stripper movie. It's a thriller. It's a thriller movie. It's got John Travolta in it. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything else about it. You need to go watch it.
Speaking of John Travolta, what about Grease? I love Grease.
I think Grease is amazing. I will never say Grease is overrated. Grease is killer.
Sorry about that.
Do you like Grease?
That was really stuck in there. It was some Grease.
I think National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is overrated as well. I think it's overrated. There's some funny parts, but it's just
classic.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm not saying it's not a classic.
That's part of the thing. Everybody thinks they're a classic. Any superhero movie except for the original Superman with Christopher Reeve.
Wow.
Michael Keaton might be the best Batman. Like, I'm with Greg on that.
I don't
he was so good at being
Batman. I don't know about that.
Wait, yeah, Greg.
Iron Man was pretty good.
Classic.
Spider-Man 3.
Wait, the most recent?
One where Tobey Maguire's like beat.
Oh yeah, nobody like no one thinks that's a good movie.
So bad.
Everybody there's agrees. Some
Tobey Maguire was a great Spider-Man.
He was great. Yeah. Great.
But
college
if you look at him now, he has no personality. Yeah. If you watch him,
Spider-Man's awkward. It's part of the point.
I didn't like Fantastic Four.
Nobody did. It's okay.
Yeah, it bombed.
The only good,
Jessica Biel. Yeah, not Alba. Yeah. So I knew what you were going.
You can tell we spend time around each other. So here's the next question. Matt. Do you want me to do my segment, or do you want me to go back to the cards?
You go with your heart.
All right, Noah, hit the music, will you?
What are you doing?
Just a second.
It doesn't matter. Just hit my music.
Sit down. Listen up to what Joey's got to say. Oh.
Save the cards for.
Would you rather have flamingo legs or T-Rex arms?
Oh, flamingo legs.
Flamingo legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can wear pants. Cover them up.
I'm imagining like you're like to pick something up or you're like your pant leg rolls up a little bit and there's just a flamingo leg.
Just a stick.
You have to have like custom shoes made to fit.
Would you rather be a world-class dancer, a world-class singer, or a world-class fighter?
World-class fighter.
Ooh, I don't know. That comes with the most like side effects.
Yeah. Look, singer. Have you seen anything about Conor McGregor lately? It's pretty bad.
A lot of steroids. Singer.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think world-class singer would be the best way to go.
What did Greg say? Will you scroll that down? T-Rex arms and never
wear shorts.
Can you scroll down the comments?
Oh, yeah,
no?
We can't see the bottom of
it. And never wear shorts. I'd stand out. I stand on one leg all the time. Yo, if you have flamingo legs, you could.
Randy would be a fighter. I think there's too much at risk to be a fighter.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Would you rather burp the sound of a gong?
That's kind of cool.
Or sneeze the sound of a bowling strike.
Oh, that one. Sneeze the strike.
Dude, I have the worst allergies. I'm going burp a gong.
Bang a gong.
I was getting ready to yawn, but that's not a part of it. But it's burp. Like,
no, do you have any more appropriate ones?
I'll go gong.
No, I didn't
expect. Do you expect to have to go further?
45 minutes.
Oh, sorry.
Would you rather know when you're going to die or how long you're going or how you're going to die? Would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die? I read that so often.
When
or how?
When.
How would screw you up big time?
When's going to screw you up big time,
too. No, not as bad as how, though, because how wouldn't tell you when. And so if it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to die from cancer, then you might die from cancer when you're 87, or you might die from cancer when you're 40.
Yeah.
So then every pain you ever had, you'd be going to the doctor like once every other week to look for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Randy said he would rather know how. And you just stay away from those things.
Hold on. Matt said he didn't love the new Top Gun.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Unpopular opinion, man.
Wow, that is. Would you rather be stuck in Jurassic Park or Jumanji?
Oh, Jurassic Park. Good call. I don't know, man. That's just what I think.
I think you have a...
Jumanji, you have to roll the right dice.
The way you looked at it.
Yeah, we both were pretty confident about it. But like, you can get off the island.
Can you?
Yeah, you just got to survive.
I can't do gymnastics like that chick can.
I could.
I'm assuming if you're in Jumanji, you have to be playing the game. You can't just be an innocent bystander.
Heck no.
So awesome.
Dude, there's stuff you don't even know. It's magic.
It's pretty cool.
Jurassic
though.
Park, you know.
Do you?
Like, it's like, okay, I'm getting to eat right now. But no, you can get off the island. Jumanji, you got to roll the right dice and like hope for the other person.
I'm going Jumanji because it's actually a game that can be played in one. Where Jurassic Park in real life, you're going to die.
It's a real roll of the dice.
Yeah.
Just don't be Newman.
All right. Would you rather see everything that has occurred in the history of the world or everything that is going to happen in the future?
Ooh. History of the world.
History.
Yeah. So you can actually like recall it all and stuff, but like, so you could help mold what the future is going to be.
Yep. Or would you just rather see into the future?
And know what's going to happen.
Future.
Yeah, I think so too. I could be. You could.
You could make some serious money.
Yes.
I'd rather know the history.
Really?
To help mold what the future would be.
But if you know the future,
you could go back and you could go back in time and.
You can't converse with people though. You can just know what happened, right?
Yeah.
That's the card doesn't say.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry.
There's no rules.
Would you rather give up appetizers or desserts for life?
Desserts.
Yeah, desserts. I hate desserts. I love appetizers.
You're probably right.
I'll get an appetizer for a meal.
There's nothing better.
Give me
than
the sampler,
stick.
Please.
It's not an appetizer then. It's not an appetizer if you get it for a meal.
It's still on the menu.
You don't want cheese sticks ever again from
TGI Fridays. Yeah,
Randy.
Anyway. Whoa.
Randy.
That is a good comment, Randy. Desserts. Matt would get rid of desserts, which he doesn't eat sweets either, I don't think, as much. He does eat pizza pockets.
Greg's for desserts.
Hot pockets.
Yeah, I'm thinking if I know the future, then I can like you can win lots of money and do good with it.
Well, you can still do a lot with the past, too. Would you give up sports altogether if your dog could live happily and healthy for as long as you wanted?
No. Yes.
I don't have a dog.
Easy. Well, yes. Yeah, he would give up sports. See, I don't care about sports, so. But I
don't
want
like your dog
my
either.
Dog sucks.
You're like, I don't want to be stuck with that dog for the rest of my life.
What's better, ages 8 to 18 or 18 to 28?
18 to 28. That is not even
difficult.
I don't
know, man. Adulting sucks.
It's true.
Not even
dude,
close.
As a kid, it was so much easier in life.
You're telling me the only worry is like I got to be home on time?
Not even that. I didn't even have that rule.
Only worry is banana bread.
Banana bread?
No.
Heck yeah.
Would you?
It's 10 o'clock. Let's get into our Pod Bless segment.
Okay.
If you want. Sorry, no.
Is it 10?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Pod Bless your heart.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Australian man survives crocodile attack by what, Noah?
What?
Australian man survives crocodile attack by
Joey, it's right behind your head.
I know, I was wanting you to finish my sentence. I'm reading it. No, by biting back. An Australian cattle farmer has managed to survive a crocodile attack after biting the huge predator on the eyelid.
Eyelid, huh?
Yeah.
They have like two eyelids, though.
Colin Devereaux told national broadcaster ABC that he was working along the Phineas River, Phineas and Ferb River, in the Northern Territory, when he stopped to check... When he stopped to check a billabong. What's a billabong?
It's where you smoke and you get high.
It's not.
An Australian
an Australian term for a pond that is left when water recedes.
Billabong, man.
He could see some fish in the middle of the remaining water and decided to try to catch them because Australian. Before realizing that there was something else in the water, turning to leave. I took two steps and the dirty word latched on, right onto my right foot. It was.
You gotta read it.
It's not a bad word. It's on a news article.
It was a big grab. He shook
from
my
Australia.
Leg. He shook my leg
read
like
an Australian. Okay.
He clumped down on my foot and said, "Crikey!"
Shook my leg like a rag doll, and he took off back into the water about 3 meters, which they translated to American for us is 10 feet.
That sounded pretty racist.
And pulled me in. Should you be racist against Australia?
Yeah,
that's not
a
race of people.
Sure, it is. Have you met him?
Okay.
Anyway,
Devereaux recounted how he kicked the crocodile, He kicked the croc and then fell over with his head near the croc's head before trying to bite it. I managed to have a bite, he said, but I couldn't get a hold of the crocodile's head.
Man, he said that's tough.
He said his teeth slipped and he managed to get a hold of the eyelid, which he described as pretty thick, like holding on to leather.
Yeah, it's crocodile skin.
He said, I jerked back on that, and after about a second goes past, he let go.
I wonder if he made him squirt out some crocodile tears.
And then he chased me for 3 or 4 meters, but then stopped.
Meters? Ugh.
I know, right? That's like 20 feet. DeRoe recalled, I hope I'm saying that right, how he managed to stop the bleeding with some rope and later traveled to the hospital, where he was told he had damage to his tendons and 2 big slashes about full length of his foot.
Would you just give up? And like he got a rope and tied it off. Like, I got to get to the hospital. And we're just like, I'm gone.
No, you got to, after that, you got to fight. Doctors then cleared out the mud and bacteria from the wound. He said they had to spend a lot of time, like 10 days, flushing the wound.
Nice.
And they fixed it with staples and skin grafts from his knee. He says he's been making a good recovery. He said, I can bend my toes, and I have all feeling in my toes.
I'm like, wait, what tub are we? I can bend my toes.
He said he had no choice but to fight back. It all happened in about 8 seconds. If he had bit me somewhere else, I think it'd be a little bit different. The saltwater croc was about 10 and a half feet long.
Dang.
And the guy, DeRoe, says he was in his, the croc was in his prime. He told ABC that the incident has made him rethink his behavior, and now he believes he shouldn't have gone that far out into the billabong.
I think it's just like a freshwater area or whatever, a billabong.
I'm a changed a lake, man, and I'm going to change what
it's
I do.
A lake. Oh, a lake. Said.
Like a small
You sound
lake.
Like Brian Houston.
I don't know.
I just love how they said saltwater crocodiles, known locally as salties.
Salties.
Let's see. The ABC reporter, DeVroe is in his mid-60s.
Wow.
And is set to be discharged from the Royal Darwin Hospital this week after spending a month getting treatments for the bite. Saltwater crocs, known locally as salties, can get up to 20 feet long and weigh 2,200 pounds.
Man, according I'm almost to, there.
I feel like if I saw a picture of this guy, it's going to be like
I know what he looks like already.
Definition of an Australian.
It's, yes. No, it's Steve Irwin,
but with longer hair.
No, long hair, pink vipers. He's got just like walking around in swim trunks and sandals.
According to the federal like government, there's 100,000 salties in Australia.
Put that crack on a cracker, dude.
I think Australians are just successful Florida men.
He's probably right. I have a lot of respect for him.
That is a good call.
So all who right. do we bless?
We're definitely blessing the guy.
Yeah. That's not, pretty...
The croc got bit on the eyelid when he was just trying to eat some fish in a lake.
Chris said, well, of course the croc was in his prime. You wouldn't say he was an old croc. That'd be embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
Yes, true. You can say that. Probably look like a small one to him. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got to bless the dude that tried to bite the eyelid off. I was trying to find a joke about crocodile tears in there because he bit his eye.
No more crocodile tears.
Ah.
I didn't know until like a couple years ago that crocodile tear meant it was fake. Yeah. Like you were faking the tears.
No,
I
thought
it
was crocodile tears.
I thought it always meant they were big.
No.
Yeah. So when it would rain big drops, I would call them like crocodile drops.
So you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I was totally
right
wrong.
That time, Mark.
I was totally wrong.
How long ago was that you figured that out?
I was over 25.
Yeah.
Last
year. Yeah.
No.
Dude, that happens though. I don't hold that against you.
Thank you, Josh.
There's people that come up with stupid stuff all the time that like they think. I mean, I thought things were one way a long time too, and then be like, oh.
No one ever told me.
Yeah,
I
right?
got a funny one.
You never asked.
I will tell you later.
Oh, my. Okay. Publix.
That was like when I first started using cuss words when I was younger, and I didn't really know what they meant. I just know people said them in certain areas. Yeah, I got people want to fight me all the
Shia
time.
Shia LaBeouf is in a movie with Will Smith, and he is it Eagle something or?
Golden Eagle?
No, they're in a movie. And Shia LaBeouf's character is younger, and he's cussing, but he never cusses right. Like, he mixes
Stop cussing.
The wrong cuss word.
Yeah. He keeps telling him, Hancock.
Stop
cussing.
I think it was...
Was Hancock. Will Smith, he was like, hey, stop cussing.
He did say that, but I don't know if it was to
Shia
LaBeouf.
Wasn't in that.
Yeah, it was.
Go home. Stop cussing.
Yes. Maybe it is.
Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye?
It's iRobot. I didn't realize. I thought it was Eagle Eye, but it's iRobot.
Okay.
Never seen it.
In 2035, a technophobic cop investigates a crime that may have been perpetrated by a robot.
Guess what? Randy said Just learned that right now. I thought it meant big tears too.
See?
Randy's an idiot too. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a whole group of us idiots that don't know what's happening. Okay?
That's true. I mean, you know, you just didn't know.
I always thought it meant big tears, but then I found it meant fake, which is very different.
I used to always get upset with people when they didn't realize that chickens had to mate to make baby chickens.
How did they think it happened?
That they thought grew no, eggs? They would think asexual. The chicken would lay eggs, and then the rooster would come by and fertilize the eggs, like turtles.
Oh no, that happens internally.
I know. I've had this discussion many times with many stupid
people.
They're
asexual. Like they just make eggs.
I don't think there's many animals that can.
That's frogs, man. Have you ever watched Jurassic Park? Frogs can change their sex so that
you
they can.
You think Joey's bad at movies? Hey. I don't watch movies.
Life finds a way.
Yeah, it's true. Jurassic I've Park. Seen that. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, we have blessed somebody.
Oh, we blessed the dude.
What are you doing there, bro?
Nobody ever.
Trying to Randy. Oh yeah. Hey, Australian guy who
we
got
to talk to Randy about his
and,
language
and bit his eyelid.
Pod bless your heart, sweetie.
Randy's feeling saucy tonight.
Salty.
Saucy.
She got all fibers.
Ah, yeah, he got off work early tonight. He actually called me on his way home from work. He's like, dude, I got off early. I thought about coming down for the show.
Oh, that would have been great.
But then he was like, no, it's way too far.
Oh. How far is it?
Well, from where he was at work, it was going to be like 2 hours.
Ooh, that's too far.
Just to get down.
That's too far. But he was hungry?
He lives out in the middle of nowhere. No, this Ginseng Tea, Arizona is...
I'm hungry.
Taking care of my business.
What time is it now?
10 after 10.
That's your bedtime.
Plenty of time for hell divers.
10.
that's all I got, man. That's the show. I'll save my segment for next week.
That's good. Yeah, it's a good way to do them. You're just getting unplugged, aren't you? Before we even stop the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you even hear us talking?
I can hear you.
Oh, man. Well, check us out if you guys like what you hear. What is it? Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, all
like
the,
literally
all
everywhere.
The yeah.
Get your
TikTok,
donuts
only
from fans. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts.
Peace, Love, and Little Donuts in Northern Kentucky.
Boom, boom, boom.
The other ones are so-so.
We're not on Holy Fans, are we?
No, we're not on Holy Fans. No, we're not. We have not made that yet. But, yeah, check us out on all the platforms. We got some fun videos. We go live every Thursday on Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube.
Boom.
Be sure to come in with us to be a part of the show. But other than that,
if we can get 20 new subscribers, Brett will make an OnlyFans.
Ooh.
Sure.
I think I already have an OnlyFans.
Don't you think?
No, I have one. but I just made it for
as a creator?
It was before I knew it was so bad.
Yeah.
The name does not suggest the content.
No.
At all. Because,
well, there's a ton of stuff on there that's not dirty.
YouTubers, like, before it got famous, YouTubers were doing, like, private, like,
it was another social media platform.
Remember when they were going to cut out all the bad stuff and they were like,
yep.
They did say that no more porn
they tried
or anything like that.
And it really, and they lost a ton of money.
And they're like, oh wait, we can't make money if we don't do that. So
and then they sold it.
Porn it up.
The company that
that's
bought
basically
it was like,
what
we're back.
Said.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I had it before all that. I just have the name for Well Daggum.
Yeah,
I was
going
to use it for the other podcast.
Sure.
All right. You guys got anything else?
Research purposes.
Research.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. On Joey's computer.
No.
Search Well Daggum on only.
Please don't.
It's just Josh for the
please don't. All right, guys. It's been a good show. Good to have everybody back
stretching
in studio.
Doing yoga.
I'm Joey.
I'm Josh.
I'm Brett.
That's Noah.
And this is
Pod Bless.
Whew.
We got through it.
Get out of here in the nick of time.
Yeah, you know.
The nip of time?
It's that
nick
ginseng.
Of time?
Yeah. No,
ginseng's gone too high.
Rudy sucks, Brett.
You suck.